Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. I'm grateful to be here because I don't believe that I would have made it through this day without God giving me an east wind to blow me to the other side of distress. Today, I was met with challenge and difficulty at watching my brothers and sisters give less, accept less, and allow themselves to be deceived by their own hands. It's one thing to be imperfect people, but it's another thing to be in denial. And so I'm so glad that I serve a God who's faithful. In the storm, when it doesn't seem like it will get better, I trust that God is turning things around for our good. And today we're going to talk about his faithfulness. Because in this hour, I need God to be more faithful than the low-hanging fruit that I see around me. I sometimes expect more from people in position of authority and power, only because that's so much responsibility on that shoulders to not take that responsibility to the source of your strength and your power, your might, your knowledge, and your understanding, and say, give me strategy for these people. Because what happens is when you don't take great care of yourself, whatever shaky foundation or whatever foundation you've built or whatever foundation you are standing on, that's the foundation you present to an environment. And when we, as the people, begin to step on the foundation of our leadership and is shaky, what happens is when you have all of those different vibrations, all of those tunes and tones radiating in a building, if there is no sound mind leading, sound heart, sound faithfulness. Now, this is who God is, giving direction to that leader. You know what happens is that you just hear nothing but clinging and clanging sounds throughout a space. And so if you are a person that likes order, it's almost like you're drowning. Or is it that other people are drowning and you're getting to and you're trying to pull people one by one and like, hey, stand up. But people like the drowning effect. They are amazed by misery. Like, discomfort is not uncomfortable. People being at their lowest self is a compliment to a lot of people. And people grow disgruntled at the fact that you desire better for yourself. I desire the best for myself. So hear me when I tell you that my feet have visited a place where the loss of self being lost. Imagine, you know, being free in your mind, free in your heart, and to be a knower of truth. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So God begins to expose you to things that you never knew that you could see. Now, you get to see that people settle into depression. They'll build a house in depression. People build a life in a lie. They'll build a life in a lie that tells themselves that they mean the best for the people around them when they're not the best for the person who they are. They're not even good to themselves. What do we do when everything fades to dark? Fades to black? When dark is darker than any darkness that we have ever been met with? I'm sad to say that I see darkness in daylight. So I'm sitting here today and just asking God for his faithfulness, that I don't grow weary in well-doing. I don't understand it when students are unruly people. When we cannot get a handle on children, what will our tomorrow look like? And if we keep passing responsibility, irresponsibility, so when we had something in our care and we were careless and we keep passing that carelessness and that irresponsibility from person to person to person, the person that has that, that's the most responsible is going to buckle a little bit and like, okay, why has this gotten away from us? Where did we get it wrong in our genesis? And what I found is, if as long as people can be looked at as having it together by their peers, they don't care what all falls apart in their lives. As long as they got that title, as long as they got that authority, as long as they got that power, everything else can fall apart. As long as they look the part, they don't even have to be the part. They don't even have to be effective at what they're doing. As long as they have a title, they're satisfied. So imagine being in spaces and rooms, and God is asking you to echo a sound of heaven and be the light on the hill. And you're hearing screaming, yelling, kids clawing their way up the chain of power because all the adults are unchecked. The only thing that checks us is a check and balance through the kingdom. And when you have adults fearing children, we are not in a safe place. And whenever I feel like I'm unsafe, that puts me in a level of frustration because I'm like, okay, God, I'm here. I got my word with me. What do you need me to pray, O faithful King, our warrior? What is it that you're asking of me in this hour? Because I know that if I'm seeing this, you've seen this for years. You've seen where we were headed when we took all the power away from the school. To think that we were giving it to the parent, but we didn't give it to parents. We gave it to children. Come on, somebody. Kids are carrying and walking away with too much power that they don't know what to do with, and they have this mindless behavior to kill, steal, and destroy. We have to take back what's ours. And to do that, we have to be people that are respected by children, by peers, by leaders, and all those alike. As adults, we need to stop trying to pretend, stop trying to seek the approval of others. And we need to go back and see, how have we failed our child under our roof? Do they just respect you, or do they respect authority? Because my gripe shouldn't be that leadership is falling apart and is fragile. The gripe should be that we all have to assume accountability for God's heritage. And this is why I'm asking this of you. God was not careless when it came to your life. He's been oh so faithful to get you through that school. He's been oh so faithful in your marriage. He's been oh so faithful in your health. He's been oh so faithful with, you know, your relationships. He's been oh so faithful to allow the perception that you built around the reality of where you truly are to be covered and concealed, so you could project whatever image that you like. So because of his faithfulness, the least we could do is regain control over our household and communities. Because as a person that's working in the school system, I'm telling you that I get to see where the spiritual warfare is happening. It's happening with our kids. Our children have lost their minds. You know how this is happening? Because as soon as we get home, we can't pretend anymore. So that kid is on that phone, that kid is on that TV, and they're consuming God knows what, just so we can get through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay, that's cool. But when your child shows up to school, they're showing up as the kid that's hurt, the kid that's frustrated, the kid that's mad, the kid that's angry, the kid with loss of control, a kid that's out of control, a kid that's sad, a kid that's tired. You know why they're displaying all of those emotions? Because they can't put them on display when they're doing the preferred activity, which is numbing themselves. Where did kids get this numbing method from? It has come from adults. And that stench has seeped out and it has saturated every household. And so now when you're asking the kids, you know, what are their feelings or emotions? They're happy. Because when they ask mom or dad, how do you feel? You say to them, I'm okay. I'm happy. Why do you ask? Well, because your eyes look sad, mom. You haven't given me a different emotion in 6 months. Now, when a kid doesn't know where they are mentally, so emotionally or behaviorally, what happens is you're asking adults that don't know your child to get familiar in hours, in minutes, in seconds, to have the best judgment and the best recall in that day when you have had years with this kid to edify this child to be something that they could be proud of. But how can a people be proud of a person that they don't even know exists? So could you imagine a Miss Honey in your school in a relationship with you, you know, and you bump into a Miss Honey. You're like, whoa, excuse me. I didn't mean to bump into you. And you lock eyes with me. You're like, something's different about you. Something's different about the sound of your voice. It's something that is drawing me in. And then when you get with me, I'm telling you the truth about what's going on inside of you. But you're rejecting the truth because you're like, no, I'm not a mess. I'm okay. I'm okay. Everything else is bad around me. And I'm looking at adults that don't know how to take accountability, but they're standing before students, standing before a classroom and saying, assume accountability, take ownership, be respectful. Where is these things that we're asking of children being modeled before the child? If you want your child to be a rational thinker, then you need to come and tell your child when you display moments of being irrational, you need to talk your child through that process. Because you can't just discipline a kid when they're irrational, when they watch you do it all the time. But I get it. We all have forgotten how faithful our God is. And we're asking for another blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Guys, we don't need God to pour out blessings on the earth. We are sloppy enough. How can I say this? Because every child that I meet, that's a different household. So as I'm greeted with these different households, I'm like, how in the world can the parents be flexing depression as the achievable goal for their children? And then when it's come time to have a parent-teacher conference and tell the parents, hey, is your son or daughter okay? Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They don't have no problem. They don't do this at home. Tell me, what do they do at home? Talk to me about your home life. What was the last conversation you had with your child? What is your child struggling with? Name three of your children's names. What are some of their dislikes, their discomforts? What makes your child feel worried? My child is worried when we don't know our children because we don't know ourselves. And so I'm in this environment, right? I'm able to see. Now, with me being able to see, I get to see people watching me, right? And I can't watch them back because there's nothing to see. So as I'm moving around, they're trying to avoid me. Now, people that don't want to be seen, they try to avoid me because they don't want me to see through them. But any person that's somebody, when a somebody or someone that's esteemed or confident steps in the room, you step closer. Why? Because nothing scares you about someone being self-assured. So as we go forward in this week, with this week that God has given us, the ask is, don't you forget about God's faithfulness. Don't you forget about how God has kept you. Don't you forget about how things used to be. And don't you forget about that baby that cannot help themselves. I got cursed out today by a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old used a level of profanity that a man has never used on me before. But I heard a few swear words at Miss Honey. And he stood flat-footed and he looked me in my eyes and called me every name that he could think of. And I, you know what I did? I turned around. Because my spirit don't even know how to address things that's beneath me. That level of behavior is so beneath me that anything that I was going to say to him, I had to be careful with my tongue. Because that baby didn't need me to rip him a new one. He needed me to go consecrate myself and to go get in my living word and to make sure I never become that image. So when light comes into school, not only are the adults afraid of light, so are the children. But Martin Luther King told us, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Now, when you are the light, the Holy Spirit now, not just Honey, when you become the light in the room, people will repel and say, well, God, no, leave me alone. Go choose someone else you want to pick apart. Please leave me and my demons, my legions alone, because I'm satisfied with where I am. So I'm grateful that God has chosen me for such a time as this. But listen, what is a chosen one if there is no seed in the ground? All I'm asking you to do is just remember God's faithfulness. Remember when you called out to God, when you were so hungry and you didn't know how you were going to feed your children. Remember how you called out to God when you needed help with your mother on their sick bed and you did not know how you were going to get that mother in a nursing home. Remember when you called out to God, when you were experiencing that domestic violence and you couldn't tell your mama, you couldn't tell your brothers because you knew that if they knew, they would kill the person that you still care for. Please remember the God that brought the loved one home that's battling addiction. Please remember God's steadfast faithfulness. When you sit at the dinner table and you have a meal prepared before you, please remember the God that taps on your shoulder every single day, asking to have a relationship with you. Because even though you're in denial, your child is experiencing anxiety. Your child has been entertaining spirits that they cannot even deal with on their own. Some of these horror movies, they can't get those thoughts out of their mind. They are terrified in their bodies. So before you see me in a community and I'm the leader of a building, a place, and you may say, like, I may think sometimes, do better, leader. No. We shall not put this on one person or two people. This is a human problem. Being masked up is unhealthy. People rather lie. People rather deceive. People rather have people in their lives that they hate, that they're destroying by not taking accountability and ownership just to keep a look going. And I'm telling you, it's okay to be honest about where you are, because guess what you're gonna have working on your side is God's faithfulness. He is going to see you through. We have to walk towards the thing that we are afraid of, and that fear, and that saying that when we're not okay, come back and tell your kids why you're not okay. And if you're a person that can push into the schools, please push into the schools. Because if we have any more teachers leave, we are in trouble, and we're in trouble because we have given power to students. We won't say the truth about to the parent, and because we're afraid of what the parent might think. And then that means no truth is going inside of that home. So that means no change. But what about God's faithfulness? What about all the things that God has done for us? All he's asking us to do is raise and train up these kids the way that they should go, so they won't depart from it. I don't think that's a hard job. But when I look at the people that's supposed to be training, they're teenagers themselves. They stop growing. They stop claiming their baggage, their hurt, their shame, their bitterness. They have it tucked away in this treasure box, and they never brought it to the king. And their children have studied them waste away time, waste away potential. But I'm telling you, wake up, get out of your bed and walk, because God has a brighter day for you. And God has no plans of failing me or failing you. All right? Because God loves us. And he sent his son to die for us. And so I'm so grateful for what God has done in our lives. So I just want you to know that people lose themselves to gain an image. Don't you look at what people present or project. They are lying. People are liars sometimes, and I don't know why they do it. Excuse me. But if you want to have someone speak and give truth, I have a book called Becoming Honey, right? B-E-E-C-O-M-I-N-G, Honey. You can buy the book, purchase the book on my website, Honey Publishing, H-U-N-N-Y, Publishing. Go and purchase the book, because I shall not tell you a lie to get you to like me. I shall not tell you a lie to get you to love me, because I like and love myself as is. All right, guys, I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey speaking to you about his faithfulness. Don't you forget that God has never forgotten about you or never forsaken you. And so that's why I love representing my King of Kings. And in closing, I like to freestyle. So I would like to freestyle to my Father. Father, thank you for making a survivor out of me. Oh, I heard the words of demons trying to call me forth. Legions that's only good for swine. They want this mind and heart of mine. But in me they shall find the Holy Spirit, the divine king. They can't wrestle with me, because Lucifer has to be saved to have Queen Lady Honey. Now, wouldn't that be disastrous for his plans, as he's roaming around as a roaring lion? I'm not pleased with darkness. I'm pleased with light. Thank you for your insight, and for every word that was spoken to me today that was of hate, of despair, and of fear. I ask that those words crumble at your throne. And for that young kid, I lift them and I lay their body before you. Do what only a king can do. Restore, recover, and redeem. And for any person that is afraid of truth, send them my way, because the truth shall set them free. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be your Queen Lady Honey. Thank y'all for tapping in, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.